I'm joined back in studio by super producer Oscar Byrne.
What a title,
hey? Are you going to put that on the LinkedIn?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I think so.
Lock it in.
Yeah, lock it in. I've bestowed the title on you, so.
Thank you.
Now, this week we are, of course, without Jared, who usually joins Oscar in talking about some good news stories to cheer us up this week. How are you feeling this Monday?
I was just telling you in the studio, I'm attempting to not drink for the next 6 months. It's very ambitious.
I think that's a very lofty ambition.
It is tough because obviously, like a lot of my friends, we all go out. It's a big part of like the social component to going out. But kind of over the hump, gone a bit cold turkey. But I'll stay at it. Is anything bringing...
You haven't had the shakes or anything?
Not
like
yet,
that?
No. But whenever I see a cold beer, I kind of like shudder a bit. I'm like, oh, I want one of those. And the sun's out, so it's tempting, but I'll resist.
Did you make this decision when the weather was really bad?
I didn't. I made it when I was hungover on New Year's Day. Like I think a lot of people do dry January to kind of recharge the batteries.
Yeah, look, I know someone that's doing it as well, and I'm just like, why would you pick January? But I take my hat off.
I feel like a lot of friends are like, oh, what, you're not going to have a beer with me? It's a big part of Australian culture, especially now.
Mm. Oh, indeed. Yeah.
So, Tina, is anything bringing you down this morning? Usually on the good news, good Monday morning news segment, we started off with... What's bringing us down to segue into some happier stuff?
Well, funny that you say that what's bringing you down is your struggle with sobriety at the moment, because the only thing that's really bringing me down is that maybe I am, I'm not attempting sobriety at the moment, so I'm feeling a little bit dusty from the weekend. I had quite a busy weekend, so feeling a bit
you're on
tired
the opposite
today.
End of the spectrum.
Basically. So really, I should be going in your direction and considering, but you see, I'm just thinking about after 12 o'clock, you know, hair of the dog is 100%, the best thing.
Yeah, go out for the sun's out.
Yeah.
Well, this is a good little bit of good news we've got here for you today. So hopefully.
So this is going to keep me away from the pub, all right?
Yeah, as Jared says, it'll put a smile on your dial.
Oh, great. Yeah. Love that. Love that for me. Alrighty.
First up. So this bit of good news really warmed my heart, Tina. On a humid day early in November last year, an elderly man was walking. And he unfortunately fell. He fell to the floor and he passed away. But thankfully, he was on his way to St. Vincent de Paul, the op shop, because he thought they would help him there, obviously being charity workers. And they did. They helped him out. And unfortunately, they did a background check and they couldn't find anything. No family, nothing, no real link to who he was. So they thought, let's throw him a funeral. So Sir Vincent de Paul paid for his funeral and the people who attended the funeral were there on the day he passed away, which is like, come on.
There's something really poetic about that. That's
definitely
beautiful.
Yeah. And obviously they didn't know the man. So at the funeral, they posed the question to everyone who was there. What would you want people to say about you at your funeral?
Oh my God.
Which is, I mean, yeah, it's really heartwarming. So lots of respect out there to those charity workers from St. Vincent de Paul in Darwin.
Amazing.
Truly heartwarming stuff.
Yeah.
Now, next little bit of good news. Like, we know last summer's devastating bushfires had a massive effect. And you got to put praise to the volunteers who went out of their way to help.
Absolutely.
Well, this year, we have a new crop, a record amount of Victorian firefighting volunteers with 2,000 people signing up, which is insane.
Amazing.
People are really rising to the challenge.
I really have respect for firefighters. I just think firefighters, ambulance workers, you know, there's proper frontline workers that are actually out there to, you know, I mean, there's discussions you could have about other professions, like other so-called frontline workers who are, I don't know, I'm not going to name names. Who, they might
who are you
be.
Calling out here? You got to be careful with your words.
Exactly. I don't want to offend anybody, but, you know, people that seem to be in the guise of protecting the community.
Right,
maybe not always protecting the community, but frontline workers like firefighters and ambos are actually
100%,
putting their money where their mouth is, really. And I just think, especially
hats
volunteering.
Off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely. What more can you be doing for your people other than being amongst that? And one third of those are women.
Oh,
one third of those volunteers, which is great.
Doesn't surprise me
at all. And it's 15% rise. Yeah. Would you ever do it? Tina, would you like? consider?
I mean, I'd be pretty lousy.
You think so?
You
never know. You might rise to the occasion. You might be amazing.
Yeah, yeah. Look, all right. It's something I might consider.
New Year resolution.
New Year, new me, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And now for our last bit of good news. Let's put a smile on my dial. Who doesn't love a sand sculpture? You're at the beach. You walk by. Like, I always ponder, how does someone actually do that? It always blows me away, all the patience to do something like that. Well, Peter, how am I going to pronounce his last name?
Papamonolis?
Perfect, you got it.
Papamonolis?
Brisbane-based jeweller. He discovered his sculpting talent by accident about 15 years ago when he was on holidays with his children, just carving little drawings with a paddle pop stick.
With a paddle pop stick?
Paddle pop stick, and he thought, I might have something here.
Wow.
And just started to harness his talent a little bit and develop it. And today, he's one of the best Australian sand sculptors around.
Wow.
He placed second at the Sand Safari Arts Festival and won the People's Choice Awards. And in his own words, he says, it gives him a good feeling to know that, I guess, the people are getting something out of it, and it brings him a bit of joy and a bit of wonder too. People think, how did he do that?
Yeah.
I mean, I think, how do they do that?
Yeah. I wonder what Michelangelo could have accomplished if a paddle pop stick. If paddle pop sticks had been around, you know, in Michelangelo's day.
Well,
the Italians love ice cream.
They do. That's true. It would be a win-win. Yeah, maybe you never know what the sand would. The magnificent art on the sands of Italy.
You are right. Look, I'm being a bit jestful here, but like, I mean, it is pretty amazing. Like, I do walk past and I go, I mean, again, I'm pretty lousy at art in
so
general.
So am I. I think I'd be... And I'm not a patient person,
no.
So just I wouldn't be able to do it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Oh, that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
That's great.
How's it put? I see you smiling already in the studio, so I think it's had that effect.
Hangover be gone.
It's gone. That's the cure. New hangover cure. Good news.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Oscar.
Thanks for having me.
Alrighty, that was Oscar Byrne with our good news stories. I hope that's put a smile on your dial. It's certainly done it for me.